Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Love can certainly be a many-splendored thing. But what is it about we humans that makes us long for love in the first place? Before the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Dr. Nikki Nance, a licensed psychotherapist and professor at Beacon College in Leesburg, Florida. She said, "Generally speaking, human pair bonding is a drive to keep the species in existence. Today, falling in love is socially defined. If we didn't have love stories to establish the expectation of falling in love, we might not do it. We would still bond, though." HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with psychologist Dr. Beverly Palmer, the author of Love Demystified: Strategies for a Successful Love Life. She explained a theory for how our sense of love develops, called attachment theory, which states that the beginning stages of love, as well as how we pursue it and give it throughout our lives, can depend a lot on our parents. She said, "We are born as helpless infants, dependent on our parent to fulfill our needs. Love then becomes need fulfillment, and we seek this same love out as adults." Palmer explained that, according to attachment theory, children are protected and nurtured by available, responsive parents and have their need for emotional nurturing satisfied. Therefore, they learn to love the parents in return. And in this theory, what children learn about love from their parents determines how they learn to love others as adults. That's not to say that people from less than perfect homes are not capable of forming a good, loving relationship, but they might need to do some extra work to get there. And remember that pair bonding that Nance mentioned? Well, it happens for a reason. She said, "Our brain is set up to support pair bonding. When people fall in love, they go into a state of limerence." Limerence is a fancy way of saying infatuation or obsession. This happens because our brains and hormones go wild when faced with a sincere love interest. Nance explained, when we are in the company of the loved one, the brain produces more serotonin, which gives a sense of well-being, more endorphins, which are natural painkillers, and more dopamine, which increases pleasure. The good feeling is a reward that makes us want more. Although serotonin levels do vary from person to person, they can also go down during the head-over-heels process. As a result, decreased serotonin may produce obsessive-type symptoms that cause some people to think of the person they're in love with constantly. The hormonal reactions aren't limited to romantic love, though. HowStuffWorks also spoke with Joe Bates, a psychiatrist and author of Making Your Brain Hum, 112 Weeks to a Smarter You. He said, viewing pictures of beauty, nature, a loved one, or even your beloved pet can cause us to feel relaxed or produce loving emotions, releasing oxytocin in the bloodstream. Oxytocin is another hormone that our bodies make, one that can increase bonding tendencies. But why do some people find love more easily? Occasionally, eyes meet across the room and the rest is history. For most of us, however, falling in love is more complicated. You have to be ready to give and accept love, which it's not always easy to do, and it can come down to timing, chemistry, and common ground. Although the old saying opposites attract remains prevalent, it's actually false in most cases. HowStuffWorks also spoke by email with relationship expert Kevin Darnay. He said, the goal is to find someone who shares your same values, wants the same things for the relationship that you do, naturally agrees with you on how to obtain those things, and last but not least, has a mutual depth of love and desire for one another. If you've ever looked back on an earlier romance and wondered what you were thinking, you're not the only one. Darna said, the truth is, we really don't begin to craft a mate selection process or must-haves list until after we've experienced some heartache, betrayal, and disappointment. Whatever we think makes for an ideal mate at age 17 is not going to be what we want for a mate at age 25 or 35. At the end of the day, love is relative, so don't expect your relationship to look, feel, or act the same as past experiences or like those of your friends. Darnay said, ultimately, we're looking for someone to love us the way we want to be loved. If we don't feel loved, it doesn't matter what's in our mate's heart. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Do We Fall in Love? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.